Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad to come before you again. I was there earlier at 1 o'clock. I'm Dr. Lowe Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show. We're being broadcast on WBSW Internet Radio. We're so glad to have an opportunity to come through that format as well as through Blog Talk Radio. So it is good to be. We're an interactive opportunity to share some thoughts with you. We want to thank Asheville Betas for joining us, those ladies, Beta Phi Betas, who are incorporated in Asheville, and I'm going to say maybe North Carolina. Not, you can always correct. And one of the co-hosts of our Talking Sports Plus Primetime joining us. He's known as the King out of North Alabama. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Trey? It's good to have you. So we're ready to have an awesome show tonight, and we're just going to focus on relationship. See, Dr. Lowe's show is the real relationship talk show with no filters. We're going to come at you and share things. You can join along with the process by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you begin to chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the many hosts we have, co-hosts that come in from time to time. And as soon as they come on, I'm going to make sure I'm able to get them on, and then you can chat with them as well. You can check us out on the web link. And the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And if you're interested in tweeting the show, you have that opportunity, and you can. And you can tweet the show at The Smith Way Production, along with at Dr. Lowe Show with number one. Then at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio. Then on Facebook, you have a chance to join us on Facebook as well. That's facebook.com/DRLDalberto Smith. And last but not least, you can catch us on Instagram. We have 3 sites that we work through, but we're only using one tonight. And that's the Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, the number 2. We're partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity out of Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive chapter in Phi fraternity. And we're working hand in hand to do a lot of things to get this network to really grow like it needs to. We have several of our co-hosts that join us, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, as well as other Divine Nine. So brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, thank you for taking time to be a part of. We want to give a shout out to Blister_Enterprise, we give you away. Also, we have Patricia Brown, 2629. Thank you for taking time to be a part of it. We also want to share with you that you can check our shows out. Just go to Google search and type in WBSW Radio, and it will pull up Blog Talk Radio, and you can go and check out all our on-demand episodes. We have a total of 569 episodes. And you can go back and where we started off in 2017. Now, this is our 5th year in operation. So we're at our 5-year anniversary, and that was September the 27th. And we were so glad to have an opportunity to share it in the month of September, but we'll share it all the rest of this year, and this for 1 year till we get to year 6. So we're really excited about having that opportunity. You also can get our shows on Twitter. We gave you several accounts that you can check us out, LinkedIn, Tumblr, as well as Instagram. We want to share with you WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, have listeners and watchers in 33 countries. We're really excited about that because allow us to get the word out. Allow us to share. Allow those other countries to be interacted as well. It's only as listeners. There's still a part of this. Thank you so much. We couldn't be where we are without our grace and mercy that's coming down from our Lord and Savior. But beside that, with your support as well as watchers and listeners, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share something with you. We also give you the opportunity to register for WBSW Radio giveaways. We need you to send your name along with a transactional means, meaning in regards to Cash App, PayPal, Zelle, or Venmo to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. Again, Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. Send it, and you can be a part of our cash giveaway, our food giveaway, as well as our vouchers, just to help individuals, gift cards, trips. We give away in the last 2 years, 8 trips, and varies from Atlanta to Orlando, the Gatlinburg, and also we're working on Cancun. So that's coming up. We'll be able to give you that as well. We're going to give away books. And I'll tell you, we're so excited to have many authors on here. And I have several books here that we had an opportunity to share. But two recent books that was the author came on Monday night of last week. And he talked about how to, think about it, it's a how-to book. And that how-to book is how to climb the mountain of financial aid. How to climb it. You might be going back to school. You may have a niece and a nephew, a son, a daughter, a brother, sister, auntie, uncle, mom, dad, and deciding to go back to school. You need to purchase this. This is author Trey Brown. I'm sorry, Trey Johnson. I'm not taking away from the man. He's doing great work. Trey Johnson, and he's a higher education advisor for finance, and he's sharing the knowledge with you. You can purchase the book, along with his second book, which is Family Scars. And it talks about not his family, but a family that he knows that because of the mother having cancer and she ended up transitioning, and the daughters came back with the fathers, and there was a lot of scars they had to work through. So we want you to get this book and purchase it. You can go to Amazon. You can also go to Trey D. Johnson on Facebook, and he can put you in touch with his publisher. He has a publishing company that you can be able to pick up this book, and it varies in cost. So you go check that out, but it's a good opportunity and a good read for you. We have several other books we want to give a shout-out. We want to give a shout-out to Sarah Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. We have two of them here. This is Nicole Brown, and her one of her books, she has 13. And you can go to Amazon.com and purchase a book called Wet Dream. And everybody says, oh, what's that all about? Purchase it and find out exactly what she's talking about. It's a book of poems, so it's a poetic book that shares some poems about life in general. Also, one of our co-hosts, Sarah Scarlett Harvey Black, White Privilege, Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse. Get this book, go on Amazon, you can get this one and purchase this as well. So we have several options you have here, so please check them out, see what's going on, and just support these artists as authors. Support these entrepreneurs, African-American entrepreneurs. We want you to make sure you do that. We also want to take an opportunity and give a shout out. This is Breast Cancer Month, and I have on my pink tonight. You know, real men looks great in pink, and I love what I have on. Thank you so much. I put my pink and white on tonight, so we're supporting breast cancer. WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're all for supporting the cause and making things different. We got have a frat brother that's on here. Thank you so much, Mario the Telefario. Thank you, Mario, for joining us. Brother Telefario is joining us from time to time, supporting us. Thank you, Brother Mario. Also, we have Kofi _ Art, 135. He's got some art. If you need some things done, J Just go to Instagram, and that's KOFI_ART, 135. And he can work with you to get some things in place and in an artistic manner. So let's talk about our title of tonight's show. What part of a relationship is the hardest? Before we quickly go to that, we have a co-host that's joining us from time to time. They remote in. And if they join us, I want to get them the raving introduction I always give them. But that's Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. He'll be calling in. He said he's going to try to make Tuesday show. So we'll look forward to hear from him. Also, Tina Robinson out of Oakland, California. And I know the time is a little different. And also, we want to offer prayers to her and her family. She lost her sister, and they funeralized her recently. It was Saturday or Sunday. But our prayers go out to the Robinson family. And we just want to keep on praying for everybody. But our team, when they lose a family member, we lose a family member. So we want to give a shout out to Tina Robinson. And I truly call her the lady that put the boots on the ground. She has a ministry and an organization called Owning My Own Truth. And she go out and make a difference in the streets of Oakland, California. But she also come on the show and share her thoughts. That's Tina Robinson. So our prayers is to the Robinson family. Let's make sure we do that. And you offer a prayer in a moment of quietness when you're in your moment. Just call out Tina Robinson and the family in your prayer. Thank you so much. Title, again, what part of a relationship is the hardest? I want you to think about your relationship. Now, whatever it may be, whether it's a romantic relationship, you're dating, or you're married, and you should have a lot of romance in there as well, or you have a friendship, family, cohorts on the job. What's so hard about that relationship? What is so hard? And we want to truly talk about some things, but I want you to think about the questions. You have an opportunity on Instagram and Facebook. You have an area to type in comments or questions. Write down what you think is the hardest part of a relationship. What part? We're going to talk about it, but you may have some thoughts as well. So type in your comment, and you can go back. I want you to go back and forth, and that's what that network is for. You know, truly on Facebook, you truly, truly have an opportunity to also share your thoughts. But we'd like for you to call in, and the call-in number again is 347-857-4192. I don't want you to forget the title. I wanted you to think about it as I was talking. What part of a relationship is the hardest? Think about it. I want you to just go back when you go through the tiers of a relationship. That's each level you travel. And think about which one of those tiers was challenging, more challenging than others. So we said the hardest. When you first meet someone, we'll go through those tiers quickly. They are your associate. You just met them. You have their name. You've been face-to-face, but you moved on. It might be in a conference, might be at church, might be on a job, it might be in the mall, it might be shopping, it might be as a sport event, entertainment. They're just an associate. That's your first tier. Your second tier is, I met you, now I want to get acquainted. So I'm going to take time now to find a way to communicate. And we're going to communicate so we can find out more about ourselves. Is that hard? Is the social part hard? Just think about that. The next tier of a relationship is friendship. See, everybody can't be friends. Everybody. Some people use that word just loosely. Friend. You don't know them, but they're your friend. I guess it's a way of soothing things for everybody. and you say friend, and say, okay, they might be friendly. But show yourself friendly, then people can call you a friend. So that could be tier three, as I said, friendly, friendship. The next tier, truly important, romance. See, in a relationship gets beyond friendship, and it becomes to the point where you can identify it as romance. See, romance calls for texting, calls for sending flowers, calls for doing things that are romantic. That is your fourth tier. Your fifth tier is intimate. I didn't say sexual intimacy. I say intimacy because you are now, understand, you're out of tier one, which is associate, tier two, tier three, tier four, which is romance, tier five is intimacy. This is when you're ready to relax, let your guard down. I'm not saying you're not doing it in the early tier, but you're comfortable enough to begin to see some things that are being built on through each one of the tiers to become something romantic. Simply holding your hand is romantic. Simply as a friend on the job, this guy concerned or this young lady concerned about you. See, because it's an internal part of you when you're concerned about people. It's all about your heart and your soul. I'm going to give a shout out to Sandra Dayton. Thank you so much. And Ashley, I'm going to say Dr. Ashley Edwards. I'm kind of following her, and she's also in law school now. Go ahead on, Ashley. Keep the grind going. Make it do what it do. Also, Shanti Williams, thank you so much for joining us. These individuals, just, I want to give them a shout out. You have got beyond, as we talk about intimacy. This is the stage where you are able to be comfortable enough to hold hands. Come on now. Comfortable enough to hug. But there are some small things that people forget about when you say intimacy is that, I tell you, we didn't throw out sex. That is gone. But you just got to remember, open the door. It's a sign of intimacy. Moving the chair back is a sign of intimacy. Making sure she sit down first is a sign of intimacy. When you're in the restaurant and the waitress or waiter come over, you say, they'll always come to you, especially if it's female, they come straight to the male. It's ready to order. You say, no, I want her to order. That's a sign of intimacy. When you are walking out of the restaurant, and you always, gentlemen, I always tell you, a gentleman will always put his body closer to the street. Intimacy. These are some things that you got to really focus on. So as we talk about what part of the relationship is the hardest, think about each of the tiers. And as we think about it, just think about in the first year, what two tiers will you encounter? That's the associate tier and the acquaintance tier. Because it takes time to get to know someone. And you should take your time to know them. Communication. The old saying is that if you meet someone and you step to beyond where you want to get acquainted, you should have at least 500 questions in some form or fashion. That's not too old to use. Make sure you use that because it's important. Because you're trying to get to know, you're trying to get to acquainted with that person. You got to create that comfortable zone enough where you eventually can move to some kind of commitment if that's in the card. So in the first considered the hardest thing, because you're trying to get information about each other. It's the information zone. You need to know this person, whoever it may be. It's one thing about, I always believe that, you know, God bless us with people in our lives that it's a connection. See, when you connect, you feel a connection, it's easy to get comfortable. See, relationships is all about sometimes vulnerability. When you're talking about loving and letting it come from your heart and your soul. And I'm going to agree with you actually right there. Sometimes we don't want to, and we're talking about guests, she said, guys, these guys today she's encountered don't want to put the effort in. The effort is gone in those first years and even beyond. In the first year, you got to see, can't you? You know, you got to see whether or not you can even be in the same room with each other. I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about to get to know that person. Get to know their inner self. Because if it's a connection, it's going to be easy to let people know who you are. Because you have a connection. Let me give a shout out to author Nicole Sharon Brown, member of Sanctified Beta Sorority Incorporated. I've mentioned earlier her book, Wet Dream, and she has 13 books available on Amazon. And she has some other novelty things that goes along. So thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us. She was a invite on our show. We interviewed her about in last month. I'll give a shout out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma. Those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma down there in that Biloxi, Mississippi area. Thank you for being a part of this. Christy Carson, 22. Thank you, Christy, for having the time and being a part, want to be a part of this as one of the watchers and listeners. As we talk about the first year, just think about the first year is part of a stage. You know what stage is so important? It's a couple of things we'll put in that stage. And I want you to remember this. See, that first year is called a discovery stage. Associate, acquaintance. Now, I named off six stages or tiers, associate and acquaintance. You're trying to discover who you're dealing with. If you got some kind of connection, that discovery stage will be allow you to understand that everybody have imperfect parts and things about themselves. Imperfect. See, the ideal is two imperfect persons get together to do some perfect things. So you have to go through those stages. The discovery stage. If you don't, you can't survive. Just remember again, your partner is imperfect. You are imperfect. But you come together to connect from the inner self, not the outer self. I don't care how beautiful that person may be. A model. If they're not good inside, if they're not beautiful inside, it will come out. It's okay. You spend a lot of money to be the most beautiful person in the world, but you want to spend some time working on the inside. Your self-worth is more than anything in the world. Your self-love is more important than anything in the world. So, the discovery stage is the hardest stage because it's the beginning stage. It's your associate and your acquaintance stage. The next question is, if that's the hardest stage, Are there some months? So the question for this format and this topic is, what are the hardest months in a relationship? We want you to be a part of the show. I want you to call in, and the call-in number, a dial-in number, if you want to say it, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show, the real relationship talk show with no filters. We want a real talk here. We want you to share. Thank you so much, Ashley, and many others are typing in. Type in some things. Share some things. Comment. I want you to comment. Tell me what are the hardest months in a relationship. Everybody in here, hopefully we pray, been in some form of relationship. I don't mean in regards to a romantic relationship. You have family relationship, got a dynamic. Friendship, got a dynamic. Your work, your cohorts on your job. Your students, if you in regards to your student, you got those are relationships you build with those people. Your church, those are the relationships you build. What is the hardest month after you get to know those individuals? What's the hardest month? It ought to be simple. Think about it. When you first meet someone, which is your associate stage or tier. You just found out who their name was. That's pretty much it. And if you want to know more, you might come back and say, you know, I want to network with you. Can I get your number? Can I get your email? Even if you meet them on social media, we all have handles. Might not be our names. You have to get to know. So, within that first 2 months, it's called a 1 and 2 month milestone. Those are the hardest months because you don't know exactly what direction to go. Because you hadn't spent the time talking and discussing because it hadn't been possible to happen that way because you just met them. But if it's something that connects, you both will make time to find out more. So those first few months are so important. That makes them the hardest month in a relationship. Just remember that. On Facebook, you can join us for those that might be on Instagram, on Blog Talk Radio, facebook.com/DRLDRBertoSmith. Or you'll join us on Instagram, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out in Greenville, Alabama, the most progressive chapter in Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Through their Instagram page, we're broadcasting. And we thank those brothers. Those brothers are also sponsors. And I want to give those sponsors a shout out. We have sponsors that provide our gifts, giveaways, our trips, our food vouchers, our gas vouchers, our books, all of the things that we give away. And we want you to be a part of it. I mentioned it earlier as I was opening. Send us your name. I'll tell you what it's sending. Along with a transactional mean like a Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. I'm going to tell you, I'm asking for that because we use it to raffle off all of those gifts and trips and vouchers and gift cards that we have. But I also send out to each and every one of you all some form. Some love offering. It might not be a whole lot. It might be $20. It might be $50. It might be $100. You don't know. But get it in to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Repeat that. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send your name along with one of those transactional links. Let's look at the five stages of a relationship. See, you need to know this because you can determine. We just said it was going to be in the first month, or second month, or within the early stages of it, but you got to know what the stages are. Those five stages fall in these categories. First is the romantic stage. You say, well, how can you jump from meeting someone and get to the romantic stage? Because I said tier one was associate, tier two was acquaintance, tier three was friendship, tier four was romantic. If you went through those first three, you have made a decision maybe to get into something beyond just being friends that going to go out here now and then. You have made a mind to go into the romantic stage. The second stage is a power struggle state. And you say, what you talking about? See, when you meet people and you're deciding to move toward a commitment to one another, you're in a romantic stage, and you get into a power struggle. The power of struggle is something I want you to keep in mind and people take for granted. Your individuality puts you into a power struggle state. Some people can have more doing well financially than other people. Some people are physically stronger than and physically well-being than other people. Some people are truly, truly spiritually in a better position. It can become a power struggle. And what you have to realize is that word that is so important is one of the C's in a healthy relationship. And that's compromise. Just remember, a relationship can be even more romantic when you're willing to compromise. That's the power struggle state. Then you have the stability state. And the stability state is that once you said this is identified, you can connect with that person, you don't have your individuality, but now you got to determine, are you going to put the effort in? Are you going to work hard? And I'm going to play along with Dr. Elvis right there. She said, some of these guys don't want to put the effort in. They think it's supposed to be all in that. They take it. Some guys listen to what is being said. Can't take our queens for granted. We're taking our queen for granted. Just because you see her, she's beautiful. And she's standing there. She's not anybody doing. She has beauty and brain. So you got to put the work in, my boy. You got to put the work in. Give a shout out to the young ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. That's Z5B_PMZ. Thank you so much. That can you be Phi New Zeta? So thank you so much, ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, for joining us. Stability stage. You got to put the work in. I was saying you date to marry and you marry to date. You got to put the work in. It's not going to come easy. You know, I watched my parents. They was married for 55 years before my mom transitioned. And I saw days as we grew up that I'm like, how are they still together sometimes? But you know what? Because they had a connection and they put the work in to make sure. God bless us to see them there together for 55 years. See, that's what it's all about. If you're not ready to put the work in, don't play the game. Don't play the game. Because you're going to lose at the game. The stable builder is the stage. That's when you're ready, after you're stable, the relationship is stable, it's time for the commitment stage. See, after you go through associate, acquaintance, friendship, romantic. And when you get to the intimate stage, you're ready to be committed. Young ladies, guys, don't give that tempo away until they're ready to be committed. That means putting the work in, putting time in. Give a shout out to Odessa's Blessing. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, that's his business, Odessa's Blessing. ILB, Brother Calvin Dunning, owner and operator of Odessa's Blessing. Thank you, Brother Dunning, for joining us so much. Thank you so much, my brother. The commitment stage. See, the problem that we have people, you notice I just put in three stages before the commitment stage. They usually fall out or fall when you get to the power struggle stage, because you're going to find out a lot about them. But truly, I can tell you when you get to the romantic stage. Simply knowing how to romance a relationship ain't easy. You got to put the work in. See, you had to, because you wanted to be healthy. See, a romantic stage of a relationship is a healthy relationship. You got to function with the seeds in your mind. You make them a priority. I engage your compromise. I engage your commitment, because we're talking about commitment now. You got to be able to communicate. You have to truly be compassionate. You have to have a connection. I mentioned that one, all right. All of this will lead you to what we say, the commitment stage. I'm ready to be committed to you. I'm ready to put the work in. I was giving you five. That was number four. Commitment is very important. Ranks up at the top along with communication. So important. Communication works in a relationship. Communication is an art. Can you take that brush and make good strokes where you're able to communicate? Communication is all about listening first and talking second, along with the ability to compromise. See, that's a tough job for people. So that stage is worth talking about. The next stage that's so important is the co-creation or bliss stage. See, now you come together and you're working hard. You got to be able to co-exist, co-create, and put your foot on the gas, and what we call put the effort in. Come on now. To bliss. Those are the stages of a relationship. Now, what makes a relationship difficult? You tell me. You can type it in, but you can call in as well. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location. And then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as he talks about relationship, talks about why relationships are hard, or what part of a relationship is the hardest. See, once you find out what's the part the hardest, you have moved forward. Because you have put the work in to work through the hardest. The rest is still hard work. The rest is still commitment. But you're taking on the hardest part. That's just getting to know and accepting each other for who both of you are and whom you are. Always keep that in mind. So what makes a relationship difficult? See, all relationships are often complicated. Because partners are not communicating clearly with each other. You see how important communication is. It sets up each stage in a relationship. See, this also brings to mind saying, when you are not able to communicate, this is usually due to the fear. Come on now. That communication caused the relationship to end. I always said communication is so key when you even meet people. We talk about the stage of associate. We talk about the stage or the tier of acquaintance and friendship. When you meet someone, no matter how pleasing their own eyes, it's when they open their mouth and start talking. I can tell you that, I'll tell you something about them. But see, communication is not just that. It's being able to listen, have the art of listening. That means you hear what people say. You have to accept what they're saying and work on compromising if it requires. Communication is talking. And most of y'all can tell me, when you meet someone that talk all the time and they want to have a relationship, but they can't close their mouth because they're not going to hear what you have to say. That's probably one of them that's going to be a difficult relationship. There's something behind that. And what you have to do is take time to go through each tier before you get to that part that you are ready to be committed at. Take time, because you're going to need to know how their response is, because if they talk all the time and you lose interest in them, most of the time you're going to do what? You're going to step away. I believe when people show themselves, believe what you see, believe what you hear, because I'm telling you, the apple ain't gonna fall far from that tree. Because you're a tree of life, a tree of challenges. Which one you want? A tree of life, a tree of challenges. We was talking about relationship difficulties. See, it's better to be alone, than to be in a draining, a toxic relationship that no one was serving you. See, listen to that last part. Serving you. These stages include us serving ourselves. Think about yourself. Make the choice that, do I want to be in this toxic? Do I want to be in this draining? Do I want to be in this difficult relationship when it serves no purpose in my life? You have to make that decision. It's your choice. And we want you to make the right decision. Here are some things you should not do in a relationship. You always keep these in mind because they're so important to the success of your relationship, a long-lasting relationship, a healthy relationship. Do not mind read. Do not take an opportunity to talk. Set a call on there that dropped off. You can call back in. We'll make sure we get you on the line by pressing 1. And the number again is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line, because I call out the last 4 digits of your cell by telephone number. Do not mind read. Communication is the backbone of a relationship. Come on now. Do not make them, meaning the person you're in a relationship, your whole life. There are some things that you need to do and have to do. Do not fight to win. There's a lot of people who like to fight because they don't like to lose. Sometimes you have to take a step back. It ain't about winning and losing. It ain't about keeping score. It's all about respecting one another. Do not stop putting effort. It's been said and typed out. You got to put the effort in. Just because you have made it to the romantic stage and you even gotten to the intimate stage, and the last stage I haven't called is the willingness stage. Don't stop putting in the effort. Do not compare your partner to others. Don't be saying what happened in that relationship that you may have picked up bad relationship skills from and compare them to the person you're in a relationship. Because each individual have their individuality, and we both have to adjust to each other. You have your individuality. I have my individuality, and we have to adjust to one another. Give a shout out to Sam Walthall. Give him a wave. Thank you so much for joining us. And the last thing was two things I want to say that I conclude that you should keep in mind and what not to do in a relationship. Don't get caught up in whether your partner is the one. Then I'm going to tell you, God sends the one to you, and he will have you prepared for the one. Just like the ones that are coming will be prepared for you. So don't get caught up in just that relationship and say, okay, he got super quiet, he must be the one. When you got to say he must be the one, that means that you're not sure he the one. He hadn't showed you he the one. He hadn't showed you opted from being the one. He hadn't given the effort. Dr. Edwards said he got to put the effort in. Finding out these guys are not willing to put the effort in. It's a job you got to work at. The last thing that's so important about you don't want to do in a relationship, cheating. Cheating takes you to a whole nother level. And I can remember I was in a relationship about 10 years ago. Might have been less than that. And the person kept saying, and I always hear them say that all men lie. I'm like, so you still don't trust me enough, so you still think I'm a liar? Then the next thing, they said all men cheat at some time. And I challenged that. I don't agree with that. The one that cheated on you don't mean I'm going to do the same thing to you. Because when my inner self allows me to be happy and full of joy, why do I need to cheat? You're bringing joy in my life. Those are some things that you are not to do in your relationship. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith on the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show with no filter. We're on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to be in that position. Here are seven hard parts, seven hardest parts of being in a relationship. And this is how to overcome them. And we'll pretty much share with you. The first one is mutual respect. See, if you're in a relationship with someone who's not respecting you, wow. There's a problem. To respect is the key. How you overcome that is, it's time to go. When someone hurt, humiliates you, abuse you, expects you, it's time to go. The next thing is defining the relationship. You know what defining a relationship is. What exactly are we in? What kind of relationship do we have? You don't trust me and I don't trust you. But I would think it's important. Let me tell you how to overcome that. Look at the characteristics of a healthy relationship. Use them to determine how you define a relationship. Those characteristics are self-love. See, if I love myself, I love other people. Because I'm in love with my inner self. Also, trust. If you can't trust yourself, how you gonna trust someone else? Truly, honesty. You can't be honest. I always say you tell one lie, you want to tell some more. You need to be honest from the beginning. That's why that 500 question come into play in a relationship, building a relationship. Ask the question. And if they don't tell you the truth, or they tell you just to get you off their back and they're doing something other, they already tell you the truth. You already know what's going on. That's just so important. The next thing in a healthy relationship, to define a relationship, is communication. If you lack communication, that's going to define your relationship. I just believe communication is being able to listen first and talk second. The next hardest part of being in a relationship is carving out one-on-one time. We call quality time. You got to have some quality time. And how you do, you have to sit down and have a effective communication. You got to communicate with each other. We're going to make time on the date night. We're going to make time that we just going to sit there at the house and watch television, watch a movie. Or we're going to go out to a movie. We're going to do some things, but you have to carve out one-on-one time. Even if you have children. They're choosing a date and have children, and if they're, you know, you're married and the children are there, you carve out some time to make sure you have some one-on-one time. Physical intimacy. I told you it's not all about sex. Holding hands, hugging, showing protection, showing that you can provide. That's a sense of intimacy. Sending flowers, texting in the middle of the day. For lunchtime, you call them, what are you doing for lunch? You know, I ain't doing anything. Okay, you ain't got to tell them all of a sudden, you say, I'm going to show up. You know, if I'm coming to see you, so I need to bring you lunch. Be there. Opening the doors. Protecting her when she's walking. These are the things I'm talking to gentlemen, you need to listen. That's intimacy. Nothing to do with sex. A simple kiss go a long way. That's intimacy. Okay. And you do be able to kiss each other, your body tingling inside, because it's from inner self. The kiss is from inner self. The next one is compromise. We talked about that already. It's hard to compromise because you have individuality. We have fundamental principles that we've experienced in our life. And it's hard to give up on what you believe. But to have a healthy relationship and be successful, you got to be willing to compromise. I said that previously. And last but not least, we got about 5 minutes. Key characteristics of a healthy relationship. We said it a few minutes ago, but we're going to make sure we repeat it again. Mutual respect. If you're in a relationship with this individual, do not respect you. I don't care if it's male or female or whoever it is. Find your way out of that. See, respect means that every person values who the other is. Understand the other person's boundaries. And mutual respect. Trust. We said it earlier, but let's put a little meat behind trust. See, your partnership place trust in each other and give each other the benefit of the doubt. I'm learning you, but I trust you. If I can't trust myself, I can't trust you. A healthy relationship, putting all these things we talked about, all the stages, honesty is so important. We just said that a minute ago. Give a shout out to little Tanya dot of. Give her a wave as we get ready to get to the closing of the show. Honesty. You have to be honest with each other. You shouldn't be afraid of being honest. Truth will set you free. The next thing is compromise. Be back to that word again. Everything you see, which is the hardest part of a relationship, compromise is important to a healthy relationship. Individuality. Going back to bringing that into play. We all come into a relationship with our own foundational principles that built our individuality up from the time we was brought into this, on this earth until where we are to now. We have to respect that. A healthy relationship requires the communication or effective communication. Listen first, talk second. Speak from your inner self, not your outer self. Love from your inner self, not your external self. Anger management or anger control, that's the same thing. You got to manage anger or you got to control it. Everything is not fighting words that people say to you. Take an opportunity to control your anger. It through effective communication to help you a lot. I have this thing I call an 8-second rule. Takes no matter what happened, I might be even upset and I get angry, might be, and I take 8 seconds to think about it because I'm in the prospect of what are the consequences of me being too angry and saying something that really gonna hurt somebody's feeling. You have to have some kind of control mechanism in play. And lastly, fighting fair. It is important to fight fair. Don't punch below the belt. Now, I don't mean physically punching someone, but your words can punch them below the belt. And as we close out, I want to share with you. You want a successful relationship? I want you to take where you're working toward a commitment to be able to love someone. And take the acronym of LOVE. And I'm going to share how we show our love cafe that's coming on Thursday at 6 o'clock. The L in love cafe is truly, truly longevity. Life. Peace. Joy. And love. That O in love is overcoming challenges and overlooking faults. See, you can't say somebody else have a fault and forget you don't have one as well. And I'm doing the short version of it. And the V is virtue, vulnerability, valuable. How valuable is that relationship to you? Are you willing to be vulnerable? And on top of that, truly, truly making sure you put all of it in there. You got to be a virtual man or a virtual woman. Think of it in the Bible. Are you a virtual man or a virtual woman? And the E is everything. You got to put all in. You can't go 90% in, 10% out. You can't go 50% in, 50%. You got to put all 100% in, your effort, and taking everything that's within your well-being. And I want to share the well-being because we're going 1 minute over the time already. Your well-being. Well-beings are physical. You got to take care of your physical well-being. Emotional. Let's operate off reality, not emotions or egos. You got to also remember about your mental well-being. Consider your mental well-being, your spiritual well-being. All of that got to be mature enough to be in a healthy relationship. And finally, your financial well-being. You know how finance can tear a home, can tear a relationship up, because you wasn't mature enough to deal with the situation financially. And finally, I want you to keep in mind that even though this falls in love, see, love does one thing that's so important. It empowers both individuals when they come together. It brings peace again, joy, and happiness. That's what love is. So a healthy relationship requires the same thing. It's been awesome sharing this with you all tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you all who took time to be on the show tonight, watching and listening. We had a couple callers that called in. I saw the number on there, but they didn't push one, so they didn't want to talk. See, God is so good. As I always close my show, I always tell y'all about the L, which is love. From my heart. Hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag is communicate for understanding. That's a letter. That's a number four. F-O-U-R. That's L-O-V-E. Understand. We got this. That's a hashtag. It's a mindset. That's what a healthy relationship is about, a mindset. We're going to make it do what it do. And as we get ready to close out, we want you to join us on tomorrow night. We have Talking Sports Plus. We're going to talk about some sports tomorrow. At 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to having an awesome show and some guests that's going to join us, our co-hosts that are going to join us. We look forward to talking. Historical Black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the Southeastern Party, and that's our brand. And as we close this out, I hope you have a truly blessed rest of the night. Hopefully something said stir up a spirit inside of you to address whatever you need to address, to identify what part of the relationship is the hardest. I want to thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 7:30. And I want to say this from my heart. And I always tell everybody, I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And let's make it do what it do.